Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the Earthlings, and I had to do it for myself. And just to satisfy myself, I had to give Noah Gilfrilfrin a call from the Earthlings. Noah, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's been a while since we spoke on the air. How's this summer been for the Earthlings? Are there any highlights you like to share with the people?
Oh, man, it's always feels like a little bit of a disservice to the moments that aren't mentioned by mentioning any of them. But we had People Fest this summer. Was super awesome. Our first concert out at Driftless Music Gardens. That was definitely a highlight. We did Burning Troll in Mount Horeb, which is another little music festival out by Donald Park. By the town Mount Horeb that me and Elliot went to school, me and Elliot and Neil all went to high school at. And that's like, you know, they set ablaze this giant, you know, 20 foot tall wooden troll sculpture. And that was definitely a highlight, kind of like playing this really cool, you know, community festival thing right by the town where we spent our youth.
Were you playing music on stage while the troll was burning?
No. So they had the Handphibians, like, yeah. You know, local Latin drum group. They were playing while the troll was burning. We were the band right before the troll was burning. So we kind of like played as the sun was setting, and then we all got to go hang around the setting alight of the troll. So we got to just kind of sit back and enjoy that moment.
I love Mount Horeb. They're so clever and unique out there. And the trolls, what is there not to love, you know? What do you guys?
Yeah, right.
What are you guys working on right now? The Earthlings, anything new coming down the pipe for you guys?
Yeah, we've been doing some writing and like squeezing in some recording this summer. So we have like, you know, a couple tracks in the works, and we have some dates on the calendar to kind of do some writing retreats. Luke Peters, guitarist and kind of OG founding member that recently moved back to Wisconsin from Colorado. He's got a cabin up in the Dells, and we got like a weekend up there coming up where we're just going to go with, you know, no pre-prescribed ideas and do some writing. You know, it's kind of the thing, like summer's so busy playing all these shows and stuff and just trying to stay on top of stuff. You got to carve out time to be creative and explore. So we're excited that we kind of have set that aside for ourselves. And it's been great. Even the couple tunes that we got going on in the studio now are sounding great. And yeah, it's just a good time to be, you know, in a band.
Absolutely. I imagine getting away to the cabin that will inspire the creative juices for you and the band. And of course, that's always a lot of fun. We're talking with Noah from the Earthlings. They are playing the freaking Halloween weekend at the High Noon Saloon. Ooh. Saturday, October 26th. We're going to talk about the band you're paying tribute to in just a couple of minutes. We spoke with Adam last hour, and the one thing he brought up, Noah, was that the Earthlings has been a staple of this Halloween show for many years. What is it about this particular show that keeps the Earthlings coming back to pay tribute to bands?
Well, you know, one is Chad, you know, the guy who puts it together has been a really good friend of ours since the Hellephant days. We were kind of band roommates in the practice space that Hellephant played. And so him kind of like extending the invitation and bringing his like enthusiasm and energy to it, it was like, we just very much just bit right away. And then it's kind of just a great opportunity to go to music school for like, you know, a couple months and dive deep into a band that we all really love and found a lot of influence from. And when you gotta put together a set of music for it, you really kind of look behind the curtain and see like what makes all these bands really cool and awesome. And it's a great educational experience to kind of kind of pick the things that we like and bring them to our own music. And it's always a hard thing to kind of pick a 40-minute set. So we wind up like cramming as many songs into 40 minutes as we can and kind of do medley style stuff. So like, you know, still trying to be creative and bring our own flavor and flair to the process. And yeah, I've been doing it a while. So just kind of going down the list of bands that we love. You know, I think the first one we did was Smashing Pumpkins. Mm. We've done Daft Punk. We've done The Strokes. We've done LCD Sound System.
What's the preparation like? You know, Adam brought up the fact too that the amount of work that the musicians have to do as a band to get the set that you're paying tribute to together. I mean, you're playing somebody else's music. You want it to rock, obviously. What is your mm-hmm. personal approach into learning these songs, and how much of little personal flares do you put into it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first step is always just deciding, like, everybody kind of gets a ride or die song, like, this one we gotta have in the set. And then when you're a big band like we are, it's like that leaves only so much more to songs to throw in. So first is just kind of figuring out, okay, what songs do we want to play? And then you know, we were talking about this Monday when we were practicing, and Grant, the bassist, who probably the most formally musical educated person in the band, like, he was talking about how when he was learning Bach and like this Baroque music in school, it's like you learn all the notes, you learn the song as it is, and then that gives you a good foundation to like improvise and bring your own taste and flair to it. So we do try to like find like the core of what makes each song awesome and great, and make sure that we're doing like the spirit of the song justice. But once you have that down, there really is like some great room to kind of play around with texture. And, you know, since we try to cram way too many songs into a 40-minute set, it gives some opportunity to interpret and like cut from this part of the song to this one, or maybe put the chorus from this song to this one. So kind of like making sure that we understand what makes each of these tunes like really kick butt, and then not lose those things, but then add on to it. And you know, once you're up on stage and you're in the moment with your five other buds rocking,
it's just
out,
magic at that,
like,
point.
You know,
it's just
magic at that point.
Awesome. I love it. Noah Gil Griffin from the Earthlings are on the phone with us right now. Freakin' Hollow Weekend is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, October 26th. It's a great lineup this year. And one of the bands that are playing, of course, is the Earthlings. And Noah, you all are playing tribute to Radiohead this year. That's awesome, man. Why Radiohead this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, one, we haven't done it yet, and we've done some of the more like obvious picks that we were like, oh, we really wanted to do Daft Punk for a while. Like, we all love Smashing Pumpkins, but Smashing Pumpkins. And this year, I think one of the reasons Radiohead was kind of like a good and clear choice was we have like three guitars in the band now, which we've never had before. We got Neil Barhite, who's like does lots of kind of lead and more effecty kind of guitar stuff. Luke Peters, who I mentioned before, who's like a founding member, moved back a little bit ago. He's playing guitar, and he's like a little bit more just kind of rhythm style. And then I've been picking up the guitar as if I didn't have enough instruments going on behind my like palette door with effects and sampler and mixer on it and two synths. So I've been playing some more kind of like effecty and fuzzed out guitar stuff. So we've been working on some songs of our own that are like three guitar. And I mean, Radiohead, I think, is one of like the greatest three guitar bands of all time. You know, you got them, you got King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard. You got, I think Thin Lizzy was also like a three guitar band. The Eagles were going way back, and sure. They were huge for all of us growing up. I mean, like In Rainbows in particular was like an album that me and Neil and Elliot were just like listening to nonstop when it came out in high school. So, you know, music that we've loved for a long time, and then it's got a lot of that textural kind of really, you know, artistic, for lack of a better word, like color to it. They're very like color kind of focused band in terms of how do you have three guitarists like doing stuff and it's not just mush. So the idea of like, oh, if we learn a bunch of Radiohead, this is something that we can like bring to our own stuff too.
I was just going to say, maybe a three guitar song or three in the next Earthlings album. I could see that happening now.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. We got a couple cooking right now. And it feels so cool to have like that many stringed instruments on stage. I think we have one that we've been working on that's three guitars, and then Grant plays a bass six, which is like, you know, it's a six string instrument, but it's an octave down from a guitar. Mm. And it's got like chunky strings, but the neck is still pretty narrow. Like I know Led Zeppelin used it sometimes, and then like the Beach Boys, like surf guys, would use it to like double bass lines a lot.
Sure, yep.
And then Elliot is playing bass on that song, so we had bass six and three guitars on a song, so we've been indulging for sure.
Can't wait to hear that. Noah Gilgriffin from the Earthlings on the phone with us. We're talking about Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon, Saturday, October 26th. Of course, Radiohead be performed by the Earthlings. Your sister is part of the Police tribute.
That's
with
right.
Ask for Jane and the Barnacles. Shawn Michael Dargan is doing ELO. That's going to be really cool. Members of the Charbels, Gentle Brontosaurus, and Kitty Butler doing the Duran Duran tribute. And then Iron Metal Jackson doing Metallica to close out the night at about 11:30. Yeah. That's going to be a treat for everybody, I'm sure.
It's just like a killer lineup across the board.
It really is. You want to get your advance tickets right now, folks, because this show is going to sell out. Advance tickets are only $15. They're available at the Sylvie box office. You can also get them online at high-noon.com. We got the link for you in the Facebook event on the book. You can access that link from the Max Inc. radio page. Noah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Happy Halloween, and my goodness, have some fun in 2 weeks here.
Oh, it's gonna be hard not to. And thanks for having me, Jimmy. Appreciate what you do for the music scene here in Madison. We're lucky to have you.
Well,
be a part of it.
I'm lucky to have all of you as my paint on my canvas, I could say. I don't know, that was probably corny. I don't know. Thanks, Noah. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bud. Thanks, Jimmy.
Let's do some Radiohead right now. This song is called Body Snatchers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.